You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A report that came out earlier this year found millennials are traveling with their kids. 44% of millennial travelers take their vacations with kids in tow. In terms of preferred trip types, 41% of millennials with children visit beach resorts, followed closely by big cities as primary destinations. Our destination is Milwaukee with kids in tow. The new guidebook is called Exploring Milwaukee with Kids. Author Callie Herbst is the founder of MilltownMoms.com. That's a website that connects parents and caregivers to what Southeast Wisconsin has to offer. Callie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I have been just rapt by your book, paging through it, so much in there. Why did you decide to write this guidebook?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it was such a natural thing for me to do because I would say about 6 years ago, I had my first son, I know how old he is, but 6 years ago, he was about 1 year old, and I was looking for things to do. I was a teacher at the time, and I was trying to plan out our summer. And I just wasn't finding a resource that was exactly what I wanted to find, you know, a variety of types of activities to do with him. And so I came up with a calendar. That's how it started. I just kind of put together my own little calendar, and I thought, I think that other parents would really find this useful. So I started the website, which grew, and people really were resonating with it. They really wanted to see more. And so the next step for me, the next natural step, was to kind of put it all in a physical book. And that's what you see in your hands.
And traveling with kids can get really pricey, pretty expensive. And one of the things in your guidebook is being very transparent about how much something will cost.
Yeah, I think my audience definitely is looking for things that are inexpensive. And the thing that I love that I found in all my research throughout these years is that there are so many things to do for free in Milwaukee with kids. It's pretty incredible. And so in the book, I next to each, you know, event or activity, I've put either a star to say that it's free or $1, $2, or $3 signs to just indicate, you know, how much can you expect to spend. You know, people have different budgets, so I wanted to be real convenient in that way.
And your book isn't just Milwaukee proper. You really reach out into more of a region around Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that I include anything that is in the city of Milwaukee and then about a half-hour drive away. I would say that's pretty much my limit, but then I have a section on day trips from Milwaukee, and so I try to make like between 2 and 3 hours places that I think kids and families would love to go that are inexpensive, that are really interesting or unique, I try to do, you know, not just Milwaukee, but the whole surrounding area.
Well, any guidebook that has something on airplane spotting really piques my interest. I just love that entry on airplane spotting. So there's this parking lot, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I get this, Mom.
Exactly. You know, and why not? I mean, it's such a fun, these are the things that kids love. I mean, you do not have to spend a ton of money. I mean, just go to this observation parking lot, get some ice cream, and watch the real planes, you know, take off and land. I mean, it's really cool.
I love it. So, you know, when you're traveling, there is a 2-year-old, but there might be a 12-year-old in the mix, and really trying to bring the different age groups together. What activities might be especially good for families with different age groups of kids?
Oh, my gosh. It's a great question. I actually am of the thinking that different experiences just reach people in different ways. So, obviously, you're not going to take a 12-year-old to a library story time. But if you went somewhere like, you know, Bookworm Gardens in Sheboygan, that's a place where, I mean, even adults can get enjoyment out of a trip there. So everywhere from a 2-year-old to a 10-year-old to mom and dad. So I really think that a lot of the places that are featured in my book are meant to be for the family. And I've always been really deliberate about not having my website or my book be just about kids. It is focused on kids, for sure. I have 3 young kids. But this is about fun for the whole family. You know, I mean, when you have kids, you don't stop having your own interests. And so I try to make things that are interesting for all ages.
Kelly Herbst is the author of Exploring Milwaukee with Kids. Where in Wisconsin do you travel as a family? You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. What winter activities do you recommend? Are you looking for ways to keep the kids busy this winter break? So where are you going? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Kelly, New Year's Eve isn't a holiday we typically associate with kids' activities, but you have several family-friendly celebrations in your guidebook. Can you tell us about those?
Absolutely. One of my favorites is the New Year's Eve at the Domes. You know, they do, the Friends of the Domes do some really cool events for kids throughout the year, and one of the best ones that they do is this New Year's Eve celebration. It's obviously indoors, but you get, you know, the feeling of all the plants around you and sort of being outside. It's warm. They have a DJ and a balloon drop and a light show, and they just do a really nice job with their family events, and so I really like that one. And the other one I would say that I think is a great tradition for families, it's not on New Year's Eve, but it's on New Year's Day. Every year in Milwaukee at Veterans Park, there's this festival called the Cool Fool Kite Festival.
Oh.
Have you ever? I don't know if you've ever been, but it's
no.
Yeah, it's free admission, free parking. They have free hot cocoa, coffee, snacks. They have these ice sculpture artists that you can, and you can like get ice carving lessons. Now it's a kite festival, so they obviously have all kinds of giant kites that are flying, and you can buy one there at the store if you want to join in the fun. But it, I mean, that is like the quintessential example of a free, really family-friendly festival, and a lot of people make it their tradition for New Year's Day.
And going back to the domes for a moment, some people outside Milwaukee may not know what the domes are. Can you explain that?
Oh, sure. So the domes are these three large greenhouse domes just outside of downtown. And one is called the showroom. I think that's the name of it. It's like real. It's all floral shows that they do throughout the year. One is the desert dome, so you feel like you're walking through a desert. And the other one is the rainforest tropical dome, which is my personal favorite. It's really humid and just all these tropical plants and a little pond. It's a great escape from the cold weather. Here in Wisconsin, it's like you walk in and you're in a completely different climate.
Mm. Now, horse-drawn carriage rides are something that we think about during the holidays as kind of a holiday type thing to do, but you highlight dog sled rides in your book. Where in Wisconsin are dog sled rides available?
Oh my gosh. Well, the group that I highlight is the Door County Sled Dogs. They are an absolutely wonderful organization. It's completely volunteer-run. All of the sled dogs are rescue dogs. They actually don't do racing. They just kind of, they'll do a lot of meet and greets throughout the state, actually. I believe on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, they'll be in Green Bay. I know they're going to be coming to the Milwaukee Public Museum and another destination here around Milwaukee in January. So where kids can meet the animals and learn about them, and then they do these family-friendly sled rides, usually in Whitnall Park, which is here in Milwaukee, but I believe they do them throughout the state. I don't think they're free, but you're supporting a really great organization, and it's just, if you go on their website, you can read about each of the dogs and their personalities and how they, you know, got to acquire that particular dog, and it's just a really neat organization.
And doing a little research on the front end with the kids gets them even more excited about going to meet the dogs.
I would say, yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what we were talking about before. You know, how do you appeal to different age of kids? So my four-year-old wouldn't have the attention span to really learn too much about the dogs, but a 10-year-old, I mean, how cool is that? You read about it for 15, 20 minutes before you go, and then they feel more connected and they've learned something along the way.
There are also a variety of ice skating options for families. What advice do you have for parents who are taking beginner skaters out to the rinks?
Yeah, I mean, I think just doing your research ahead of time, a lot of these places will have, well, some of the more, I should say, established places will have, like, little tools that you can use as you're learning. So, like, here in Milwaukee, we have a wonderful downtown ice skating rink called Red Arrow Park, which if you're traveling here, it's definitely a place to go with kids. They have these little polar pals, these little penguins that the kids can hold on to while they learn to skate. And that ice skating rink is actually, my favorite fun fact to tell people is that it's actually bigger than the Rockefeller Center ice skating rink. Mm. It doesn't look too big when you go, but that's actually a true fact. But definitely check if they have things that kids can use to help them learn. And then another fun thing is to see if the ice skating rink is illuminated at night, because that can add kind of a magical, you know, aspect to your ice skating experience.
Yeah, so Red Arrow Park, and also the ice rink conditions are also something to keep in mind as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, most of these rinks will have the updated conditions on their website because they don't want anybody getting hurt, so they try to keep it really updated. Before you go, you can check.
Sleigh rides, tubing, maple sugaring, and even tea time. We're learning about fun family activities in and around the Milwaukee area with the author of the new guidebook, Exploring Milwaukee with Kids. Callie Herbst compiled a field guide for keeping the kiddos and grandkids entertained. And you can pick her brain as you dream up winter activities. Where to go? 800-642-1234. Do tell, where in Wisconsin do you travel as a family? What winter activities do you recommend? Are you looking for ways to keep the kids busy this winter break? And what questions do you have about traveling on a budget? Call in or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. About 5 years ago, Callie Herbst was frustrated by how much time she spent poring over websites to find ways to make the most of her time with her family. The mom of three took on the challenge head on. We're talking about our new resource for family-friendly activities in the Milwaukee area. Callie Herbst stays with us here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are there places or activities you think more people should know about that are a hit with your little people? Do you have tips for caregivers or parents on how to successfully schedule and plan to maximize fun and minimize stress? Call in at 800-642-1234. There's a line for you. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Now, Kelly, getting the kids outside can be a bit of a challenge this time of year and away from their screens. One of the more unique winter activities for the whole family is snowshoeing. What recommendations do you have for snowshoeing?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the most perfect winter activities because it makes it so that, you know, all of the snow that you have doesn't impede your ability to hike through the woods and explore. I think people think that it's harder to get outside, but really, unless it's like brutally cold, you just, you know, bundle up and get out there for as long as you can. You know, we all need that time outside. And the snowshoeing is particularly fun, obviously, also because of the actual equipment that you use. I mean, kids love buckling into a snowshoe, and you don't have to necessarily buy your own snowshoes. You can, a lot of the nature centers will allow you to rent them or borrow theirs. So just a little bit of research can go a long way to helping you save some money and have a really cool, unique snowshoeing experience.
And one of the places you recommend is right in Milwaukee, Havenwood State Forest.
Yeah, Havenwood State Forest is such a great place. They are one of the state's only urban state forests. It's the only state forest in the city of Milwaukee. And you can borrow their snowshoes, you can borrow their binoculars. The staff is really friendly. There are family-friendly trails. It's just a great place. Their nature center has, you know, animals that you can say hello to and little educational stations. So yeah, that's a great place to go.
And even more so for anything, other things beyond snowshoeing as well. So Wisconsin actually has the world's largest tubing park northwest of Milwaukee. Can you talk about what Sunburst Winter Sports Park has to offer?
Yeah, so they were actually voted, like I think in USA Today or something, they were voted America's largest tubing park or one of the best places to go or something like that. They have like dozens and dozens of tubing lanes. And so that can be a really fun activity, like kind of an alternative to sledding, you know, in your backyard, which is also really fun, or at a local park. Just kind of ups the experience. Obviously, you need to budget for trips like that, but that's definitely a destination if you're going to be in the southeastern Wisconsin area.
And there are also quite a few winter festivals. Can you highlight some of those for us?
Oh, sure. I absolutely love the Winterfest at the Urban Ecology Center for folks who live here in Milwaukee. It's just, I've seen them in the past. I follow the Urban Ecology Center pretty closely because they're so great. And I've seen them building igloos with kids, ice skating, building snowmen. They just really try to get kids and families excited about the cold weather, making the most of it. We talked about the Cool Fool Kite Festival. That's one of my favorites as well. And then another, I would say, really unique destination for people traveling to Milwaukee or just within Milwaukee is the Linden Sculpture Garden. It's just such a cool place. It's like it brings nature and art together. It's basically this huge park with amazing sculptures, and they do a winter carnival. They have a little pond for ice skating, snowshoeing, as we talked about before. But it's just this great meeting of nature and art that people should definitely check out.
And along the way, kids get hungry and everyone gets a little cranky. I was really appreciative that you had family-friendly restaurants as a part of your guidebook as well. One thing that stuck out, I didn't realize, at AJ Bombers, they have these rocket blasters that deliver peanuts.
Yeah, it's a really cool place. And it's right in downtown. So, I mean, you know, this is a place where you probably would drive by it and it looks more like a bar, you know, but when you go in, it really is kid friendly. So yeah, that's a good place to go. I tried to include some places that, you know, all different budgets. Again, the Milwaukee Public Market is a great place to go. I think that's kid friendly because there's so many options, you know, I mean, whatever, you know, kids have such different tastes. At the market, you can get anything. Plus, it's a there's some cool seating up on the second level where you can get a bird's eye view of all the hustle and bustle below.
Kelly Herbst has cataloged the different activities, events, happenings all year round, put it into a field guide. It's called Exploring Milwaukee with Kids. We're doing just that, and you have a line as you figure out how to keep the fun flowing this winter break, 800-642-1234. How do you explore Milwaukee with kids? Do you like to stay within your neighborhood or head out to places you've never explored before? You can call in or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Now, Kelly, an annual tradition in Wisconsin that happens toward the end of winter is maple sugaring. How can kids get involved with this activity?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check your local nature centers. They probably do a maple sugaring program. They probably do demonstrations. They might do a festival. I know here in our area, the River Edge Nature Center goes all out for this. I mean, they tap hundreds of trees on their property, and they bring kids right into the mix. So there's a few opportunities for kids to come out, learn about the process, help with the process, tap the trees. They have like a maple sugar festival. They have breakfast, and they even have a maple sugar supper, which is interesting. Hmm. But they really go all out for the whole season. And most of the nature centers around here do as well. So they all have their own little program. So I think anywhere where you live, check out what is offered near you.
And certainly some maple festivals going on as well, maple sugar days at one nature center.
Yeah, so most of these, you know, little demo programs will follow the same kind of like schedule. So they'll have the kids come out and actually tap the trees, see what the sap looks like coming out, get to know the equipment. They go to the evaporator where, you know, kids will learn little facts like it takes, I think it's like 40 gallons or something of sap to create 1 gallon of syrup. I'm sure someone out there is saying, no, it's this many gallons, but
we won't hold you to it.
Yeah, but it's pretty cool. And then obviously most of these places will allow the kids to actually try the syrup, and that's obviously really fun for everyone. So yeah, they're great.
Well, before we let you go, one of the more interesting winter experiences you feature in your guidebook is tea time. Tell us about the tea time options offered in Milwaukee.
Oh my gosh. So I was able to do this with my middle daughter a couple years ago. We went to the Pfister Hotel. So if people are traveling to Milwaukee, definitely stop by the Pfister. It's amazing. It's got such a cool history. I mean, like every president who's visited Milwaukee has stayed there. You know, lots of celebrity visits. You know, all the athletic teams stay there. There's even some rumors that it's haunted. So it's just a really cool Milwaukee iconic place. And they offer this tea time. And some of them are, well, they are kid-friendly. They have this kid menu. I mean, you have to know your child. Are they going to be, like, absolutely crazy, or can they sit for a little bit and, you know, enjoy kind of the new surroundings? They do it at the top of the hotel. So there's a panoramic view of the city. It's, like, all silver service. They have special teas that are blended just for them. It's just a really cool, very Milwaukee experience.
Oh, sounds memorable. Well, Callie, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Callie Herbst is author of Exploring Milwaukee with Kids. She's founder of MilltownMoms.com. That's a website that connects parents and caregivers to what Southeast Wisconsin has to offer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.